This is Ron Moss from the Heart. I was following this story in the news about these five black police officers in Memphis who apparently pulled over an African-American male for a traffic violation. From what the reports are, that's been said that he took off running, and from somewhat of the snippet of the audio, that one officer was trying to catch up with him. The picture of him in the hospital looked as though he had been severely beaten to a point where he eventually died. Now there seems to be a delay of releasing the video where it would actually show what actually happened. And I gotta be honest with you, when I first heard about this, I had mixed emotions. Because, you know, with everything that's going on in our society, every video that we see on Facebook, on, you know, TikTok, on Instagram, it shows a white officer or white officers doing something negative, saying something negative, you know, targeting African-American males. And, I mean, I can't, you know, sit here and say it's not true because it's on video, you know. That's New Age America. You would think that, you know, and I thought about this, that you would think that because of video and because we live in this new age where most officers wear a video instrument on their persons, that, you know, one would think twice about doing something that could possibly cost them their career and possibly have them end up in jail. But what I'm beginning to understand is that if you believe that the law is not really set up for you to be punished, or there's no real true accountability, and that's been seeped into your mind by the police union or other officers who have been around long enough, and they've shown you how to get past this or how to manipulate paperwork, how to do whatever it takes to do. And this is just not stuff that's talked about. This is just not rhetoric. This is historical fact that these things have happened in the past, and they continue to happen now. But what I want to really push this narrative or push this conversation in a way of saying, what do we do now? Where's the rage? Now, I know that, you know, that press conference the other day with the family and Mr. Trump, the lawyer, Ben Crump, you know, and they're getting ready to, I'm sure there's going to be a lawsuit that's going to be filed, which is rightfully so. I think that if I'm understanding correctly, that these officers have been charged, I think it was with murder. Of course, they're still under the umbrella, innocent until proven guilty. But I'm wondering, there's got to be a reason for the delay of the video and what story that video is going to tell. And I think at the core of my thought process is, what is it about the police academy? What is it about the culture of policing that will cause five black men to be able to beat another black man to death and not think about society and how society already looks at policing from a white officer's standpoint when he interchanges with an African-American male, and even now, you know, with African-American females. You know, if it is easy to punch a woman in the face two or three times and not think that there's not going to be any disciplinary action done, then there's got to be some type of a culture there that makes it all right to kill, to beat, to lie, to manipulate paperwork towards the people that you're supposed to protect and serve. Now, let's be clear. Those are five black officers. Do not speak for the other thousands of black police officers who do the right thing every single day. Let's don't miss that point. But I believe that one death is too many. If that individual didn't do anything to put their life in jeopardy, one death is too many. So we can't just brush this to the side and say, oh, well, I mean, that's just five. Yeah, that's true. And I believe, just like I've always said publicly, that I believe 95 to 99% of all police officers do a professional, great job. They do what they signed up to do. And I believe that 90% of them do it because they want the world to be a better place. I believe that. The problem that I have and the concern that I have is that, like the rest of the world, think about it. You know how police will come to the community and say, we need your help. Will you help us identify? Will you give us information so we can lock this bad person up? We want to protect this community and we need your help. And if you are a good, decent citizen, that's what you do. But on the flip side, Mr. Police Officer, will you help get rid of that bad police officer that's giving your community, giving your police community, giving your precinct a bad reputation? And it just seemed like that culture is set up to not just protect and serve the community, but it's also designed to protect and hide the truth when the truth could be wrong in the way they do business. That's not right. That culture has to change. And unfortunately, people have to keep videoing. People have to continue to learn the laws of the land. People have to continue to challenge the laws. Yeah, I think it could. Time could be done. Time could be useful in other ways as relates to people who are going into libraries, going into post office, and they're standing up for their rights. But unfortunately, there's a culture of policing that has created this narrative. When you treat citizens like they're less than, eventually you're going to get pushback. Eventually you're going to get people to say, wait a minute, there's no way that people who have authority can just treat citizens any kind of way. There's a constitution that says no. There are rights that are for everybody. And they don't say except for if the police stop you, except for if this person stop you. It's for everybody. I personally depend on the police. I always use this narrative: while I'm running away from the problem, their job is to run to the problem. That's what they go and train for. That's what they go and stand up for. That's what they pledge to do. But like in every aspect of life, if you have some bad apples, you know how scary it is to find out that the people, some of the people that were at the January 6th counterattack of the Capitol, some of those people were military people. Some of those people were active duty police officers. Those people have committed to serving this country for the good. And they were also there to try to overturn the government, to try to overturn the rights that they and we have all fought for all our lives, particularly if you're African American. That's scary to me. I remember that there's videos out there where police officers were on videotape saying that they want a race war to start. These were active police officers having this conversation and didn't know it was being videotaped, because that would give them an opportunity to kill black people. People ask the question, why you all act the way you do? Because of the culture and the history of having policemen who don't protect and serve everybody. And again, that, you know how people always say that small group, and I don't care what venue it is, what group, what organization it is, if you got a small group of people that don't want to go along with righteousness, what's right, that small group can mess it up for everybody. And until that dynamic, till that narrative changes, then we really have something to be concerned about. Every time, for me, if I get stopped, if somebody I know gets stopped, I wonder what type of police officer is pulling them over. And I used to wonder, particularly if they were white. But now, I have to also wonder, even if the police officer is black. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.